And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
It's a common expression, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. However, what if the horse's mouth is filled with useful insurance tools? This is the exact case with the GEICO app. Yes, the app is free and therefore a gift horse. However, look inside the app and behold, emergency roadside assistance, digital ID cards, bill pay. Get the GEICO app. Look it in the mouth. Get amazing services. Thank you.
Blog Talk Radio.
Rick Sagisi knows baseball is more than just the physical training. It takes guts, heart, and drive. Rick Sagisi offers professional baseball and softball mentoring for players of all ages. Rick was a star player in high school and went on to play for the University of Miami. Played in the College World Series. He's played with Aubrey Huff of the Orioles and Pat Burrell of the Tampa Bay Rays. And has been coached by some of the biggest names in professional baseball. Rick is currently a scout for the Cleveland Indians and a recruiter for the University of Miami. In 30 or 60-minute sessions, you get private one-on-one coaching, guaranteed to improve your game. Rick Sagisi is more than just a coach. He is a mentor, helping kids stay on track on the field and in school. Call to find out more, 777-4435. And for a limited time, Rick is offering a special discount to Fox Sports Radio listeners. So call now, 777-4435, or visit thinkoutsidethediamond.com. Rick Sagisi, professional baseball mentoring.
Welcome, everybody. Hopefully some people are listening in here. I wanted to do something and talk about a subject that I feel is mentioned a lot, but not really explained and broken down in the way I'm going to do this today. And the episode today is going to be called Breathing for Success. And we talk about it, and I hear a lot of people say, you know, breathe, you know, step out and breathe, relax, you know, and it's great and it's true. But, you know, I never hear anybody go into the details and break it down in specifics on how to actually breathe and what breathing can do for you and what situation. Because you can use breathing for many different things. You can use it for relaxation. You can also use it to gain more strength and power. And you can also use it to gain more clarity and focus. So I'm going to talk about those three ways on how to do that and how to use your breath, because, you know, we take breathing for granted. You know, let's relate it to a baseball player. We have a hitter in there in the batter's box and they're swinging away. And all of a sudden I see their face getting red. Instantly it's telling me they're not breathing. And I explain this and I ask this to many of my clients in that when you run, do you breathe? Yes. When you swim, do you breathe? Yes. Okay. When you lift weights, do you breathe? Yep. Okay, so why are we not breathing when we're pitching, when we're hitting? If you're playing another sport, when you're shooting a hockey puck, when you're shooting a basketball, when you're kicking a soccer ball, whatever it is, you have to breathe. We tend to forget about that. We take it for granted. So I'm going to first talk about, the first part I'm going to talk about is breathing for relaxation. Now, this is a very important part because relaxation is very important for you to play at your highest level. And I do a lot of yoga with kids and meditation. And that's a good way to learn how to start. But I'm going to explain this as easily and as effectively as possible without actually going through the yoga or meditation exercises with you. But when you want to breathe to relax, you have to really create some tension. And then when you exhale, that's going to relieve the anxiety or the stress. So what I like to teach when you're doing for relaxation is you want to breathe in through your nose, fill your lungs up, hold it for about 2 to 3 seconds, and then just slowly, don't force it out. Open your mouth and just let the air exhale slowly out of your mouth. It should take about 2 to 3 more seconds. So we're not forcing the air out, okay? And the relaxation part, that's the part when you get relaxed. That's when you build your tension and your stressors. You kind of fill your lungs in with air. You hold it, and then you let your air naturally come out of your mouth, not your nose, but your mouth, and a 2 to 3 second standpoint. Okay, so that's a good way to relax. And there's a lot of other ways we can talk about, you know, relaxation, some other ways too, but I want to just kind of go over that one. The second part of breathing is you can gain strength and power. Now, this is where you want to kind of think about it as lifting weights, okay? When you lift it, when you bring a, let's say, you know, you're doing the bench press, which I don't like that much, unless you're doing it with an earthquake bar that I use in the studio here, but because it puts a lot of stress on the shoulders, so you can be very careful with this. But let's just use this as an example, this exercise. You're bringing it down to your chest, okay? What are you going to do when you explode up? You're going to breathe, okay? You should anyway. So you're going to explode up. You're going to breathe, okay? That's going to be our breathing for power, okay? So what we want to do is really go into our diaphragm now. We want to go down a little bit into our gut. I'm going to call it the navel, okay? Think of your navel, your belly button, and you want to force it in, okay, into your spine as you breathe. So if you do those three few breaths, you're going to really feel that explosion, okay, that power of air coming out of your mouth, okay, as you really bring that navel to the back of your spine. That's kind of what you want to think about. So that is dynamic breathing right there. That's very powerful breathing, okay, and it's using a diaphragm. So you really want to focus when you want power, you want to focus on really bringing that navel to the spine and really using that as your diaphragm, as your source. Okay. As we talked about the first time, you notice it was just more lungs. Okay. It wasn't anything with your navel down there. It was more upper. Okay. Where your lungs are, respiratory system, that's where you want to have that, fill that up with air. Here, now you're looking at your gut for power. Okay. The final part is for clarity, to gain some more concentration. Let's say, you know, you're just kind of, you know, daydreaming a little bit, or you find yourself not focusing as well as you should. That's when you can get some quick shot of oxygen into your system, alert you a little bit more, bring a little more concentration to you, wake you up a little bit if you're getting a little, you know, dreary or whatever. And you can do this in a different, there are many different ways, but I'm going to try to simplify this. And this is the best way to do it. You want to actually inhale, and you want to actually inhale and exhale as fast as you can, about four times. So it's an in. You're trying to get some quick oxygen into your system, okay? So you're breathing in real quick, out real quick, in real quick, out real quick, in real quick, out real quick. And that's going to really bring some fresh oxygen into your brain, into your cells. And it's a great way to kind of, like I said, wake up from a little bit of a dreariness. And it will help you gain a little bit more concentration. You can do that right when you step out of the box. If you need to, if you feel that going on, you can do that quick little breathing right there, okay? So, again, the first part was relaxation slower. Okay, in through the nose, exhale slowly through the mouth. Second one was more of what? Power, bringing the diaphragm into the breathing, bringing the belly button, the navel into the back of the spine, using your gut as power source as you're getting to that exertion of energy. If you're exploding the weight up off your chest, it's then. Or if you're hitting, it's coming right to contact. That's power. That's the second one. The third, final one, guys, is the clarity, bringing some more oxygen to your system for focus, concentration. You're going to go ahead and do in and out real fast, about four deep breaths, but not short and quick, okay? Awesome stuff. Now, you just got three outstanding tips to how to breathe. Not just, hey, step out and breathe, okay? Or step out and just take a deep breath and relax. That's what I hear out there. I just went into detail. That's what it's about, okay? It's about breaking it down and understanding why you can breathe for success. There's three different ways that you can help yourself perform better. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I really hope some of you guys reach out to me and don't hold back. You know, when you get to be 25, don't look back and regret that you didn't reach out to somebody like myself to help you perform better. The investment you take right now into your game is going to pay dividends back for you triple. I guarantee it, guys. Don't let the time pass. You have a short window of opportunity to play at your best. I can help you. I hope you can hear some of the things I'm doing here with my clients. I can help you. If it's this, if it's vision, if it's a psychological thing, if it's a physical thing, if it's a strength thing, whatever it is, I'll dissect it, break it down. I can help you if you live out of state. You can talk to me on the phone. We can do success coaching. We can send video, virtual lessons. There's many ways, guys, with technology now. Don't let that become an issue. I hope to hear from you guys soon. And again, for all you guys listening out there, rise above.
Did George's Bank scallops are now at Bonefish Grill. The George's Bank off the coast of New England is known for its amazing sea scallops, and Bonefish prepares them just right. Grilled to perfection over a wood fire, served atop creamy Parmesan risotto, and finished with bacon. They're a scallop lover's dream, and they pair perfectly with a seasonal handcrafted cocktail like our Wild Orchid Hawaiian Martini. So don't miss out. Come in and try George's Bank scallops at Bonefish Grill tonight.